I'm Doug Wells.
Hi, I'm Roger Goldman. Welcome to Mountain Money.
In studio with us now is Renee Bodley Miller, the general manager at KPCW, and she's going to talk to us about next week's pledge drive. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, my favorite Mountain Money hosts.
Well, thank you. And to our emeritus Mountain Money hosts, those of you who are longtime listeners of the show, remember Renee was a co-host on the program for a while as well, till you got very, very busy with other things, one of which that takes a lot of work for your team is pledge drive. Talk to us about what we're trying to achieve this year's pledge drive.
Well, thanks. Every pledge drive is the third week in August. Usually it's the week that the Park City School District goes back to school on that Thursday. Wasatch County School District goes back to school on Monday. We figure that we have people in town and trapped in their cars, either doing school carpool or back to school errands. So we figured that was a good time to keep them entertained with a pledge drive. And when I say entertained, we have gotten a lot of positive feedback on our pledge drives because every hour of our pledge drive is hosted by a local nonprofit. So you're not hearing that constant loop of, please give to public radio, please give to public radio. You're hearing about how public radio enhances the operations of all of the nonprofits in our community. And this year, Doug, to get back to your question, we're going to try to raise $215,000 in just 4 days. We'll be on 7 hours a day, so 28 hours to raise $215,000.
Renee, how does that compare with what we did last year?
Last year, we were a little over 200, which we were stoked about, right? Because it was a COVID year, and we had no idea what to expect. The March pledge drive in 2020 was the week before COVID hit and everything shut down. So we felt quite fortunate to get the March pledge drive in just under the wire. And then with August, we all kind of looked at each other and said, okay, here goes. We're going to try to do this. And the community was very supportive and generous and helped us get to just a little over 200, which is why it felt wrong to settle for 200 this year. And we thought, okay, we can do 215.
Yeah, and kudos to you. Roger and I are both on the board. Actually, I just stepped down. I termed out of my time on the board, but it was an honor to serve. Roger, you're now the chairman. Talk to us about the importance of the community involvement and the community support to the financial health of the station.
Well, I think what differentiates, what Renee just talked about and what differentiates our pledge drive is the fact that we use the pledge drive to highlight the extensive network of not-for-profits that make this town so unique. And by using the pledge drive in that way, we sort of demonstrate that KPCW performs a crucial role in promoting all of the other nonprofits. So when you donate to KPCW, you're not just supporting the station, you're supporting the way in which the station supports the rest of the nonprofits. We don't, you know, let's face it, a not-for-profit radio station is heavily dependent on its donors. And two things happen, right? We need the money to run the local news operation. We need the money to support all the nonprofits. And we need the money because, frankly, the investment by the community in the station represented by the act of writing a $10 or a $20 check sort of brings the community together in a meaningful way.
And Renee, every dollar counts, and it's also important that we as a community as a whole represent the station. When you're doing grant writing and that, how important is it to share with them how many unique donors that we have? How important is it for somebody that maybe in the past hasn't called? How important is it for those people to call in and to raise the number of people that are contributing?
Well, very specifically, it makes a big difference when it comes to the grant we get every year from the federal government through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. They base how much they give us on how much we do for ourselves. So they call it NFFS, non-federal financial support. Every year, Julianne and I crunch those numbers to say we collected this much money from this many different donors. I could have said that better. And and that results in more money for us from the federal government. So more money from our supporters equals more money that we get from the CPB. And then when we're writing for grants like the RAP grant or various foundation grants, it really does help to say we receive all of this support from our listeners. A new nonprofit that we are part of, the Institute for Nonprofit News, every year they ask us for how many unique donors, how many donations we get from foundations, how many donations above $1,000, under $1,000. They really make us parse out those numbers. So thanks for asking that question. When you make a donation, it means so much more than just that amount of money you're giving.
Another thing that I think is relatively unique about our pledge drive is the quality of the premiums that the local businesses have enabled us to do. We get great support from our local businesses that enable us to provide some really, really nice premiums for even relatively modest donations. Talk a little bit about how that's changed this year and what kinds of things we can look forward to seeing.
This year, we have asked businesses who have supported us to please consider making a donation in increments of 10 or above. So many wonderful local businesses were giving us one gift certificate or two gift certificates, which we so appreciated. But once we realized the amount of administrative support it took to process that one or two gift certificates, we were coming out losing money. So our apologies to the businesses out there. And we know it's been a tough year for small local businesses, and we want to do everything we can to support the local economy. And we are very grateful to those businesses who have stepped up to give us 10 or more gift certificates to their businesses. And there are a lot of them, and you'll be hearing their names over and over again next week.
Yeah, no, we're really lucky to have that. In most places I've lived, the NPR stations just say, please call in and donate. And, you know, maybe you get a baseball cap if you're lucky. But other than that, so it's very unusual that we do that. So thank you to the local merchants. What else might be different this year in the pledge drive than maybe last year or over the last couple years?
You know, I think it's that we do have more nonprofits than ever who are coming in to support us for an hour. And that makes it more of a community effort, Doug. People have said who have come in and participated in the pledge drive that it really feels like a community coming together. And you've heard us for years call ourselves the community bulletin board and the community campfire. Hat tip to Heidi Hatch for that. But it is... It's really a celebration of community that just gets bigger and bigger every year. And I just wanted to give our listeners one example. This morning alone, on Leslie's local news hour, she had a great interview with Robert Cray, who's going to be here with the Park City Institute. Then she had Randy Barton on to talk about the reopening of the Egyptian Theater with the Follies at the end of August. And then she had Abby McNulty on with the Park City Education Foundation, talking about the start of the school year and how the community can help our school district. And that's just a typical day. We didn't ramp up because of pledge drive. I mean, that's just what we do on any given day. Through local news hour, public affairs shows, the public service announcements that our DJs read at 15 and 45 after every hour, Randy's local view show, we're touching, I would say, between a dozen and 20 nonprofits a day by informing our community what those nonprofits are doing.
Another important thing that the station has continued to develop is the breadth of our news coverage. Talk a little bit about what's happened in the last year, because that's what we need the money for. We got to pay those reporters.
That's funny. I just came in here from the editorial meeting that's happening next door, and the topic of conversation was the bad accident that happened near Echo Reservoir last night. And, you know, did the DJ get the word out there overnight? Did we get things pushed out on our digital platforms about that? We last fall started putting local news on Saturday and Sunday mornings during weekend edition. So Sean Higgins is on Saturday morning, and then Ben Lassiter right now is on Sunday mornings. And if something's happening throughout the day on a weekend, instead of us having to go to our traditional on-call weekend schedule, we now have full-time employees devoted to those weekend days. So we're truly a seven-day-a-week news operation, which, with the growth of this community, we really need. There's news happening every single day at all hours of the day. So now we're adding yet another news position, where it's going to be more of a swing shift. So they'll come in about 11 in the morning and go through the evening hours, because so often something happens at 5 or 6 o'clock at night. And, you know, I want to keep this new staff. I don't want to burn them out. So I don't want somebody working 14 hours a day. So if anybody out there knows a good local journalist, please give us a shout. We're looking for one.
I'm sure you'll hear from that. And Pledge Drive starts next Monday, 8 a.m. Please be sure to call in and support the station.
Thank you for listening to Mountain Money. Please visit kpcw.org for more information.